Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Our show focus today is asset-based lending to business with bad or no credit. Our special guest today is May Philpott with Dakota Financial. Dakota is an asset-based direct financing source. They focus on trucks, trailers, construction equipment, agriculture equipment, and machine tools. National programs designed to provide funding for companies and customers with prior bankruptcy, tax liens, judgment, repossessions, and slow pays. They lease anywhere from $10,000 to $250,000, and look like they also do much higher than that. If you have any questions, I will invite you to dial in. The conference bridge is 347-324-3460. Again, it's 347-324-3460. We do ask you when you do call in to turn down your radio so we won't get any feedback. Also, if you have a question you want to pose, you can pose it in the chat room, and I will read it out in the air. Welcome to the program, May.
Thanks, Tim.
Great. Thank you for joining us this morning. I guess the first question is, tell us about your unique program at Dakota Financial.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to say Dakota Financial has a unique program, but you know, for everybody listening, I want to make sure that y'all know there is a world of alternative funds out there. If your credit and your business history doesn't meet standard qualifications, there's companies just like Dakota that work specifically in your industry. So the Dakota specifically is an equipment leasing funder. So we fund for businesses looking for equipment. Some may be looking for capital, but we focus on a specific equipment, which is really trucks, trailers, construction, and other heavy assets, like you said, machine tools, and agriculture equipment. And the way we're able to fund for customers with tough credit is that we secure assets. And when I say secure them, we put a lien on them. We can lien anything from, you know, a truck, a trailer, personal vehicles. We can lien people's homes if they are interested in putting them up, although Texas, you can't use a primary residence. But, yeah, our program is essentially targeted towards customers that may have a bankruptcy in the past. They may have had or they may currently have judgments, repossessions, late pays. A lot of times, you know, companies, the owner's personal credit will affect the company's ability to get credit somewhere else. And in the same, our company doesn't look at things like financials. So if your company wasn't cash flowing last year, that's okay with us. We don't use DMVs or any business indexes to determine whether business history affects our funding decisions. And excuse me. But yeah, essentially that's our company.
Okay. So the you don't need good credit in a sense. You don't need good financials. So basically, you lend towards whatever the asset is. That's how your company operates?
Right. So we look at a customer's personal and or business assets, and we say, what values do we have here? Are these values enough to warrant this particular funding outlay, whatever the request is? The way our company works specifically, we look for a funding ratio of 2-to-1. So if you're looking for $100,000, we're looking for $200,000 in assets, essentially, to cover that funding. If you're buying new assets, we count the assets that you're purchasing towards that total. So, you know, if you want a $50,000 new truck, you're able to get that by putting up an additional $50,000 in collateral. So as long as we have those collateral ratios, that's really what's going to make a difference really what's going to determine our funding decision. There are, of course, some things that we can't work with a customer who's currently in bankruptcy. And I always point that out. The definition of bankruptcy is really that your personal assets, your personal debt is more than the assets you have to cover it. And so we can't secure assets that you already owe to other creditors. So that doesn't work. But if somebody's out of bankruptcy, even a day out, so we're not looking for, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years like some of the other banks out there, we actually say as long as you're a day out of bankruptcy, we're happy to look at your transaction if you have equipment that you can put up.
Okay. So, again, they can't be under bankruptcy protection, but the day they out of it, now you're saying the company and the owner both have to be in bankruptcy.
Right, either or. So if a company's in bankruptcy, we're just not going to be able to work with them, and if the owner's in bankruptcy, we're not able to work with them. It definitely both of those credits apply as far as do they qualify? Are we able to, are we able to work with the company? And essentially, though, once a company and a person are out of bankruptcy, then we can go from there.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier regarding people homes.
Uh-huh.
So you take a lien position on a home as well, and with the exception of Texas, or that's part of the collateral that you can use, or you can't use that?
We can as additional collateral. So we don't do – we're not a loan company. We can't write a real estate loan or get you money from your property. But what we can do, we are a leasing company, and what we can do is secure your property as additional collateral. So we take a lien on it, and we're able to help you fund new equipment or use it to help back a leasing structure for working capital, which is called a sale lease back. And essentially, the thing I point out in Texas is that in Texas, the state protects Texas residents, which I think is wonderful, actually. The state says nobody in Texas can take a primary residence. Nobody in the finance world can secure a primary residence as collateral in a financial transaction like this. So what that means is that if you're in Texas, you either have to use a rental property, a secondary property, a commercial property, but if it's their personal home, you're not going to be able to leverage it as collateral in this type of transaction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. So other states also fall in line with that, or is it just mainly Texas?
It's absolutely just Texas, which I think, I haven't read through a lot of Texas law, but I can say that Texas generally protects Texans, which I think is great. We're not out to – everyone should know, we have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Our company's been doing this for 10 years. We're never out to take somebody's home or our goal is to have customers that pay or to help our customers, make it through tough times. And there's a couple things that we do. So Texas protects their customers' homes. They don't want customers to, lose their homes if they made a bad business decision. And I can understand that. Other states don't govern that, and the reason being it's they think it's up to the customer to make a good or bad decision. Obviously, our goal is to not ever give somebody rope to hang themselves. We want to say, hey, we're actually here to help your business out. We're here to get you off the ground. One of the things we focus on, we work with startup companies. So they're not necessarily troubled credits, but they just don't have the credit to back that kind of outlay, a funding outlay from a standard bank, and of course their business isn't tried yet. So, that's our the position on real estate in Texas. But the real point I wanted to make was that we're here to help. So there's a lot of companies just like Dakota that are essentially alternative ways to get funds for your business. Or to get equipment for your business, and if you aren't a standard qualifying customer for your local banker or a conventional, loan or something like that, this is an option for people that have had a little difficult path. One of the better things about the Dakota program is that even though it's a leasing program, we actually offer a payoff, an early payoff where customers are not locked in. They can get out early. So our program really encourages people to take care of the current issues, better their credit position, get some business experience, whatever it is that's making them unbankable, take care of it and pay it off early. And you can refinance it somewhere else and, refinance what you still owe to our company early. And if you pay on time, we offer a discount. So we really have a unique program in that. The goal is to service our customers, to help them get through tough times. And everybody knows right now the economy is seeing a tough time. A lot of people aren't bad people, but they've been paid late by their creditors. And they've, they've acquired some debt, and they've had to pay their own, their own creditors late, and it's just kind of the way of the economy right now. So our program really has seen, we've seen a growth in our particular industry just because banks are tighter with the money they want to give out. SBA loans take a while to get to. These transactions can be funded in anywhere from 3 to 5 days. So it's really a great way for customers who are in this market to get what they need.
Okay. Kind of tell us about how you're able to, for companies with tax liens, existing tax liens and judgments, are you still able to lend on those companies? And kind of tell us about those programs with tax liens and judgments.
Sure. And again, we don't consider ourselves a lender as much as a lessor. We don't write loans, but we do write leases. So the program for tax liens and judgments, essentially a tax lien, a federal tax lien or state tax lien, takes priority over any equipment that is not titled. When we look at equipment in our industry, we divide it into essentially two categories, titled and not titled. So the titled equipment is stuff that your DMV will actually issue a title on. So government or government organizations regulate, who's got a title. So there can only be one title for your car. There can only be one title for your truck. And any liens on that are printed on the title. And then there is what we consider non-titled equipment, which is equipment like bulldozers, pavers, and, some larger, machine tools, big manufacturing pieces. These pieces don't have titles, so there's no real government regulation on it. But when you get a tax lien, the lien actually covers everything that you own or your business owns, depending on who has the lien, and that includes those non-titled pieces. So
okay.
when there is a lien situation, we can't necessarily work with non-titled equipment, but somebody may have a lien and they may have titled equipment, trucks, trailers, that kind of thing, and that's the kind of equipment that we can definitely work around those liens with, because the federal lien doesn't precede that. Although we have seen some government, different states, argue it, and the bottom line is we're never going to argue with the government. If they say they have a preceding lien, then they will give up the equipment to them. The customer, it's a lease, so they're still on, there's a real contract there, so they're still on the hook for that, whether or not we have the collateral. We're just less protected as far as our funding outlay goes. Judgments are a little bit different. Judgments, they come out first on things like non-titled equipment, real estate. So if a customer was to sell their home and they had judgments, the proceeds from selling the home would first pay off the loan on their home, any mortgages or anything, and then any judgments that are owed against that person would have to come out those proceeds. So judgments, we just use them to subtract out, what's owed on real estate and kind of make sure that we are in a real estate position that we actually are protecting our interests as opposed to just securing real estate blindly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also, when you do your leasing program, you have a person can do a lease sell back, meaning they can take the existing piece of equipment and lease it to themselves in essence. Can you explain about that program?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, and as you just called it, a lease sale back, some people call it a lease buyback. We refer to it at Dakota as a sale lease back, but it's all the same thing. Essentially, it's a lease structure to get funds for your company based on equipment you already own. So a lot of people may have bought equipment when their company was doing great. You know, 2 years ago, they bought this piece and they paid 100% for it because they were cash flowing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the customers dried up, the contracts dried up, and now they have all this equipment, but they don't have any cash. And so this program is really geared towards that customer. Essentially, the way it works is we Dakota looks at a customer's entire asset picture of all the assets they're willing to, you know, put up in this transaction. We total up the values on the equipment. And when I say the values, unfortunately, we're not taking them at their, you know, retail values. We're taking them at auction or loan values. And the reason why is we're saying, in the worst case scenario, what are we going to get for this piece of equipment? If things don't go well and the customer defaults and we have to repossess equipment, and it's no offense to anybody, we look at deals this way to protect ourselves. It doesn't mean that we think we're going to repossess your equipment or we're planning on it. We'd actually prefer that you pay us late than, you know, us take your equipment back, because we're paper pushers. We have, you know, 10 people in our company who sit behind desks. So actually going and picking up equipment is a big deal for us. Anyway, back to sale leasebacks. The structure, we essentially total up the equipment value, and then we use a formula. In our company, it's 2.5. So we divide that total value by 2.5. So if you have $100,000 in a total equipment, we'll divide it by 2.5 and say we can fund $40,000 for you. And essentially, it's really just a way to get cash out. The actual structure on paper, we buy $40,000 in equipment from the customer, which gives us the right to pay them the $40,000 in cash that their, you know, the transaction comes up with, and then we secure the other $60,000 in assets with liens. So some of the assets will actually be owned by our company for the duration of the lease, and some of the assets are just liens. So in this situation, though, the sale leaseback, essentially the assets, the customer sells them to Dakota and then leases them back from us, and that's where the, you know, name of the transaction comes from. And, of course, it's a lease, so like any lease, and I'm not sure how familiar everybody listening is with lease structures, but lease structures are essentially you pay to use equipment that someone else owns. That's a lease. But then at the end of the lease, you're offered a purchase option, and that's your choice if you want to buy the equipment or not. One of the things that Dakota does, because we always work with this type of equipment that has a much longer working life than the term of our lease, we include the purchase option in the lease. So at the end of a sale leaseback, part of what you're paying is the purchase option, and once you've paid that, all your equipment is all yours again, and you don't owe any more debt.
Wow. That was a great program. And also, you also would do private party sales. They don't have to go to a vendor. If they have a private party, that means that someone is selling a piece of farm equipment, as long as they have the title and you can appraise whatever the value is, you also finance that as well.
Right. So private party, essentially, we look at vendor sales and private party sales. So, you know, you may be listening and you don't need you may have slowed business to the point where you want to get rid of some of your equipment, and you have a buyer, but your buyer can't qualify for financing, and that's, you know, another reason to call. Essentially, we're able to fund equipment from personal sales. Not a lot of companies will do that, but if a business is selling equipment or a person is selling, you know, commercial equipment, and the customer needs financing to buy it, we're happy to look at those, as long as with Dakota it's the right kind of equipment, the qualifying heavy equipment, trucks, trailers, agriculture, machine tools.
Okay, great. And on startups, kind of give us a – startups you don't have very much at all. Kind of give us a scenario about the startup, what you can do for them. They don't have a lot of assets. But kind of give us an idea what type of programs you have for them.
Okay, well, that's a great question. The startups are treated the same as everyone else. So if they have, you know, if whether your business is brand new or you've been in business 100 years, your payments aren't going to change with Dakota. And that's really a benefit for startups, because a lot of people have, you know, higher cost funding for startups. But you, like you said, a lot of startup companies don't have additional equipment that they can add to a deal to you know, offer as collateral. And I think our best startup programs, and we do a lot of these with truckers, our best startup programs are essentially a half-down program. Because our collateral ratio that we're always looking for is 2 times the funding amount, if a customer comes in and they're looking for $80,000 in equipment, if they can put, you know, they want to buy $80,000 in equipment, they can put half down, 50%. So all of a sudden they can put $40,000 down. The best way is we can essentially double their funding. So with the $40,000 down, our net funding or the amount that we would end up funding would be the additional $40,000. And the asset involved that we're buying is worth $80,000. So all of a sudden, we have coverage of 2-to-1 that we're looking for, and we can essentially match what a customer has dollar for dollar on a startup program if they don't have equipment. So our half-down program, and it's not just for startups, it's for anybody, but that half-down program really works well for startups. And I think that for a lot of people, you know, they knew they wanted to do a business, they've been saving some capital, but they didn't realize how much, you know, it was going to take to really get off the ground, and they don't want to spend it all on their equipment. They want to use some for working capital to, you know, rent a location. They want to pay employees, whatever it is. So for people that are trying to conserve capital and not, you know, spend it all in one place, the startup, you know, 50% down program really offers a great opportunity there.
Wow, that's great. It's a great program. Owner operators, it seems like it's sort of the heartbeat of your company. So with owner operators, you know, you have these truckers who own maybe one truck,
mm-hmm.
once they get another truck, as long as they have that one truck free and clear,
mm-hmm.
and the ratios match, then they can get an additional truck.
Or essentially, you know, a lot of with truckers, sometimes they wreck a truck, something goes wrong, and they get an insurance settlement, and again, that's a great way to utilize that half down program. So they don't necessarily have to have a free and clear truck to get into another truck. You know, they just have to be able, if they can do the half down program also, it's very viable. Another thing with truckers is they tend to have not just tractors but trailers also.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody may be able to put up a trailer to get a tractor or vice versa. And it's really, and when I say put up, it just means that they're going to let us lean the equipment.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. If anybody want to call in, again, the number is 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460. Are there any other type of programs compared to with Dakota that, especially for startups, that will kind of meet your particular programs that you have?
Well, Dakota's programs are really specific. Like we said when we started this show, you know, we do offer for startups, you know, somebody wants to, we also are happy to secure collateral that somebody else owns. So if, you know, somebody's starting a business and their brother already has a construction business or something and they're willing to put up pieces to help somebody else, you know, they're willing to be a co-signer on the lease and put up equipment for somebody else, we're happy to look at situations like that as well. You know, I really wanted to stress to everybody that our program is real specific, industry specific, but there are definitely lots of solutions out there for getting funds way beyond, you know, what's conventional and what's advertised on TV. And, you know, if your situation is that you are a startup or you are, you know, you have some tougher credit, personal or business credit, and you're not able to get financing conventionally, I definitely encourage you to talk to, you know, call our company or talk to Apple Capital, or talk to a finance broker, a person who can help you with some not conventional options, because a lot of people don't know about the whole world of leasing equipment and how it's out there to help, really help businesses grow. And I can say, you know, our company grew 38% over 2010 last year. And,
wow.
And yeah, we really are serving a market of people. And with our growth, that means that, you know, the 300 deals that we funded last year, these transactions, these customers, these businesses, they're all growing too. And so I just, you know, want to encourage everybody, if you're not sure if there's a way to get it done, talk to a finance broker.
Wow. Anything else you want to, I guess, add as we close this morning?
No, I really thank you for your time. And, of course, anybody's welcome to call me at Dakota Financial. Our information's on our website. It's dakotafinancial.com. And, you know, hopefully they'll call you as well, Tim, and you can, you know, direct them this way.
Okay. And how will they call you at Dakota? Can you spell out Dakota's website address?
Our website is dakotafinancial.com. That's DakotaFinancial.com. We definitely, you know, we are hoping to help America get back on track in this economy, you know, one business at a time.
Wow. And the telephone number for Dakota?
Oh, 310-696-3030.
Great. I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all your wisdom you offered. If you have a question, you can give me a call, or mainly give me a call at Dakota Financial. And you're on the West Coast or the East Coast?
I'm personally on the East Coast, but the rest of our company is on the West Coast.
Okay, well, you come, so they will be able to call if they're on Eastern or Pacific time.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of our things, is that we like to be able to span the time zones, for sure. We can get more business done that way. Anyway, thank you again, Tim, for having me on, and you have a great day.
Same here. This has been a production of Apple Capital Group, Financing Your Business. This episode can be downloaded from blogtalkradio.com/Apple Capital Group, iTunes, Podfeed, or on the Apple Capital Group website. For more topics on small business management, financing, marketing, and more, please see our website at blog.applecapitalgroup.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a great week. Take care. Thank you, May.
Mm-hmm.
This has been another production of Apple Capital Group.